It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Eileen Owens is Director of Technology and Innovation for the South Fayette School District. Last year, she was the recipient of two national awards for digital innovation in learning. As part of 90.5 WESA's Life of Learning initiative, Ms. Owens is joining us to discuss her approach to teaching technology. Eileen Owens, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations on the awards. Tell us about the work you did that resulted in winning these.
Okay, I feel deeply honored to have received this award, and the award is truly a reflection of the effort of many. Our superintendent and the board of directors and the administrators, they created an environment that is nurturing to innovation, and our inspired teachers for paving the way, and their enthusiasm has allowed this program to thrive, and especially the enthusiasm of our students and our families, because it's their enthusiasm that is driving this movement. The award was presented because I developed a K-12 computational thinking initiative, and that initiative is a way to teach the thought processes of innovation for our students. We teach computer programming beginning in kindergarten, and we do that with block-based code. And this vertical alignment moves from kindergarten through second grade. The students are learning to program with Scratch Junior and then to program Lego robots to move with motors and sensors. By third, fourth, and fifth grade, we've begun to embed extensions in a deeper way. And students use things such as sensors and motors, and they use Makey and other aspects to program things to move. By fourth grade, we use Arduino boards. Students program LED lights to blink on and off, and then use electrical circuitry to sew a circuit into a T-shirt so that the lights can turn on and off. And then by seventh grade, students have created mobile apps with App Inventor, a block-based code, and then we transition into text-based in seventh grade. So you can see that it's really a mindset that we're building, a thought process.
Is this pretty much how children have to be engaged in this high-tech age? Is this pretty much a must-do in terms of grabbing their attention?
I don't want to say that. I think there are so many ways to bring the creative process into education. This is one way, but really the point is to be able to allow students to use their creativity to solve problems and to learn how to think algorithmically and recursively and logically in order to solve problems. And having a creative solution to solve makes it genuine to them and gives them the motivation to want to continue and to want to challenge themselves.
How does South Fayette, which is one of only two League of Innovation school districts, support your teaching approach?
We recently, I'm proud to say, have a third Pittsburgh school district in the league. It's Avonworth. So it's Elizabeth Forward, Avonworth, and South Fayette.
So there are three.
Yeah, now, which is a really wonderful thing for Pittsburgh to be proud of because we've become a hub of innovation. And the value of belonging to the league is that they offer opportunities for us. They allow us to collaborate with schools to accelerate innovation. We learn from each other. And they also offer opportunities that we wouldn't otherwise have. For instance, we were just selected. One of five schools in the nation were selected by the league to pilot a program. We actually get to create the pilot, which we chose robotics and computational thinking. Then they're bringing in a professor from the University of California, Davis, who will research our process and then our results. And then those will be published and offered to schools all over the country so that they can follow also.
Give us an example of how you make teaching technology not only fun for the students, but for the teachers as well.
I believe that learning is fun when, again, you have the ability to be creative. And the reason I say that is because being creative is an opportunity to explore your own thoughts in your own manner. in areas that you're most interested in. An example is when students use Scratch. Scratch is a block-based code programming language. Their objective is to, let's say, create a tutorial that will help others learn. Well, that can take so many different shapes and so many different pathways. And a student chooses their pathway, and it's their motivation for being able to program and create that solution. So you can see they dig deeper, they learn more because they're motivated in an area that they're most interested in. What makes it fun for teachers? I think teachers truly are excited and motivated when a child becomes interested and excited about something. And you'll find that teachers follow that pathway and try to build experiences that allow students to have fun and learn in a deeper manner. Recently, we started a program, an Environmental Discovery Center, and the idea is that students will have an outdoor space that becomes a maker space, and they learn from the environment. Well, when we put the announcement out about that award, teachers from all over K-2 come to find out had a passion in gardening or a passion in the environment, and they jumped in and started helping craft the curriculum for that project. So you can see that you reach teachers in their area of passion, and it becomes theirs. I think another example of what's fun for teachers and families, we recently in K-2 building, we had a project we called Squishy Circuits. And basically, we're teaching electrical circuitry, and we're doing it through Play-Doh, using conductible Play-Doh. And so students, teachers, and parents came together, and then they learned how to take lights and light up their Play-Doh using different creations. And the teachers were so happy that then they all asked if they could do it in their classrooms. So you can see that things gravitate back into their world when they find them rewarding for their children.
Tell me a little bit about how you developed your interest in technology and how you then incorporated that into this approach to teaching that you've taken.
Okay. I want to say that I could never actually say that I focused or had an interest in technology, which sounds funny being director of technology. But what I really started out doing was having an interest in creativity, finding creative experience for children. And in the process of developing those experiences, I gravitated to different technologies that allowed those to happen. So the way I began my start is that when my children were in elementary school, like 13 years ago, I started as a parent creating creative learning experiences. I brought businesses and universities and professionals together. We had archaeological digs. We had kids design websites using HTML. We did robotics. We had architects working with us to help students learn about civilizations and architecture. And each time a student created a product, and each time I needed to find a new technology to make that work. And pretty soon, teachers in the classroom started inviting me into their classrooms because this was an after-school project, and they said, "Will you do that in my classroom?" Hmm. And so pretty soon, I transitioned from interior designer into instructional technologist, and then eventually my career path changed, and this is where I am today.
And that's obviously a big part of what's led to some greater student achievement in South Fayette.
Yeah, I think that people are always looking for the answer, the solution to student achievement. And a lot of times people are looking for different technologies that will improve student learning. But really, to me, I take a different path. I find that the real true motivator that will make a student enrich their learning is their own motivation. If you can motivate a child to want to learn, that's when you begin to see the change happen. So one of the ideas I follow is that if a child, you give them a certain skill level, the ability to have a certain skill, and then you find their area of intrinsic motivation. When they're motivated, they have the skill, and you create the right instructional strategies and the right curriculum, they'll be innovative. And I think that's the secret. There's no one tool. It's the ability to find tools that allow you to motivate that child.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and as part of WESA's Life of Learning Initiative, we're speaking with Eileen Owens. She's Director of Technology and Innovation for the South Fayette School District. Last year, she was the recipient of two national awards for digital innovation in learning. And you've been talking about a program you use called Scratch as a foundation for teaching technology. Explain what it is and how it works.
Scratch is actually a block-based software, a block-based programming code. And the way it works is students can, they start to think logically and they begin to find the blocks of code that will, let's say, allow a character to move in a certain way. So they can create their own cartoons, they can create their own video games. They have to think their way through it. It's challenging, it's difficult, but they can create anything in the world they can imagine. But they have to work the thought processes through to be able to write the code with block-based code. I think that what we really focus on when we teach Scratch and every block-based language is we're working to develop computational practices and computational concepts as well as habits of mind. So as we're teaching Scratch, we're teaching them computational practices such as being iterative. We're teaching them to be modular and think abstractly. When we're teaching them computational concepts, we're teaching them sequence, loops, parallelism, events, conditional statements, and then habits of mind. We're teaching them all the time to be persistent, to not give up, to ask questions of themselves, to think about their thinking in order to solve problems.
Are your teaching methods being incorporated into other academic disciplines?
Oh, yes. It's permeating the entire curriculum in every area. And you can see examples of that. For instance, recently when we did Hour of Code, we had students writing code for push-ups in phys ed class, and they were writing code to teach people how to climb the climbing wall. And another example is when we did squishy circuits in K through second grade, we're teaching electrical circuitry and we're teaching design features. What we're really teaching, we embedded it into a language arts project so that students read The Hungry Caterpillar by Eric Carle, and then they created a caterpillar and then they made it light up. And then later they read another story, The Chameleon, and then they created their own innovative new animal and was able to light that up. At each grade level, you'll see it happen in different ways. In high school, for instance, we can take every aspect of computational thinking, marketing, language arts. When students create their own products, they create a product, have to figure out how to market it, the business plan for it, how to sell it. And you can see it entails so many aspects, especially communicating their viewpoints.
So what are the goals that you have for this program in the future?
Well, we are every day evolving, and what we have now is the ability for students to create, but what we hope to do eventually is to have students create startup companies and go through the process of creating products that are useful for their world. And right now, as an example, I have a student team. And we've kept this under wraps secret, but it's just coming out. They're creating a product called Bus Buddy, and it's an alert system that will help parents when their students get on the bus. It'll alert them that they're on the bus, and when they get off the bus, it'll alert them that they left the bus. Very young students, because there's so many instances where you see students get lost on their way home. They get left off. Little students getting left off at the wrong stop and wandering, you know, through the city. You hear reports of that in every state, in every startup of a school. So they're trying to solve the problem of helping keep kids safe. Another project we have is a software development team. Our software development team this is our third iteration of a product. The students are sophomores and they've already been published before they've graduated high school. They created a pen-based modality flashcard, and that flashcard is eventually going to help students be in control of their own learning. And that flashcard, the thing that makes it special is that it is going to be aligned to Common Core standards. So not only do I have a high school team working on that, but my students who graduated are alumni in computer science, and they're now continuing the work with the school who is currently the students who are currently in school. So I have other projects. I have a student in middle school who's creating we have an outdoor sustainable garden and an indoor hydroponics garden, and he's creating the technology for a robot to take soil samples of the garden on a regular basis to find out if the soil needs water, if it's too dry. And then he's creating a robot that will kind of send alerts inside in the hydroponic system if a leak occurs when we're not there. So you can see that every child is taking a different area to develop. I have another team. They do outreach for social good, and they've created a Python course. And last year, we taught the course to Mars School District and students from Fort Cherry School District, as well as our own. This year, we're doing outreach again and taking another direction with Python. So we have a lot of different initiatives happening.
A lot of really interesting, cool stuff.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Eileen Owens. She's Director of Technology and Innovation for the South Fayette School District. And last year, she was the recipient of two national awards for digital innovation in learning. Eileen Owens, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
I really appreciate being here. Thank you.
And more Essential Pittsburgh coming up. This is 90.5 WESA.